Hello, Omax.
Hi, Mr. Rockwood. This is Amy from Omax Health calling you back.
Okay, hi, Amy.
Hey, okay. So they've got that all cleared up. There was some sort of technical problem with the website not accepting the discount code, but it's totally cleared up now, and it will accept the code.
Okay, can I order two bottles, or I just have to order one to get the half off? You know that?
That's a good question. Let's find out.
Okay.
It should take it to as many as you want to order, but I'm just going to double check here.
Okay.
It should apply to all of the, to all of the CBD purchases. I don't have any specifics on it yet, but let me just make sure while I'm on the phone with you, so we'll save you some trouble here.
Okay.
Sorry for the holdup. Thanks for your patience.
No, thanks get a for hold me of that.
No problem. Okay. So. Sorry.
That's all right. Drinking my coffee here at my computer.
Good deal. Okay. So, yeah, but if it doesn't give any, like on the email, if it doesn't, say like, if it doesn't give any.
I'll try to order. Let me see. I'll try to order two, and then if it doesn't work, I'll. Try one.
Yeah.
Are you trying to actually order yourself on online like I would be doing to see if it works or?
No, I'm checking with upper management to see if they she's actually having to ask herself, because this was like a totally spur of the moment apparently a discount offer. So I'm glad that you called though, because
might have other customers. You might be losing business.
So,
give up.
Sorry. So we're getting, she's getting the specifics back to me here in just a sec. But yeah, there it should allow you to order more than two products, but just to get the 100% correct information, just taking a second. I'm so sorry.
Let's see.
Cryo-free CBD oil. Yeah, just for both of those. Bakersfield. How's the weather over there?
Oh, not bad. It's going to be like 70 today. We're lucky. We have pretty good weather here. Used to be really hot here in the summer, but since we're in a global cooling cycle, of course, the crooked, demonic, pedophile, satanic government's going to tell you we're in a warming cycle, right? Because everything they say is a filthy lie from the devil.
It is indeed, and I'm so glad that you're aware of it, because a lot of people are not.
We could talk for hours.
Oh, for hours and days and weeks, I'm sure.
Wow. So, now you got me going. I'm telling you, I've been researching this stuff for 40 years.
Really? About 3.5 years ago is when God, I think, sucked me on the head. And for some reason, I just became aware, just like overnight.
Yep.
It's the weirdest thing, and so supernaturally occurred. Literally, the lights just turned on, and the lights turned on, and I could see all of the demons, you know what I mean, so to speak. But I never knew that we were living in such a satanic
work. Yep.
It's what it's all about. It's exactly what it is. It's unbelievable.
It's all in the Bible. It's all true. Jesus is the Son of God. He's the light. The light comes within us and gives us knowledge. I took LSD in 1970. I was 15 years old, and I took very powerful LSD. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. I astral projected. I mean, I understood though. I understand everything after taking that LSD.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's good to take LSD. I'm just saying
right.
It works.
Well,
because
you know,
I don't want to ever take it again. I don't want to take it again. No, I didn't need to. Just take it one time, and then, oh, I can tell you stuff that it's. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
This whole coronavirus baloney is like, you understand that it's a scamdemic. It's a shamdemic. It's a plandemic.
Right. Absolutely, it's all part of the. Yeah.
It's the vaccine that's going to kill people through viral shredding.
Right, right.
You ever listen to, your name's Amy, right?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay, so you're young. I have a daughter that's 38. I'm 65, but do you ever listen to podcasts on your phone?
I don't listen to too many podcasts. I don't.
Well, do you have a pencil and paper? Let me write.
I do. And
you're going to be so thankful that you met me because I turned you on to these podcasts. It'll blow your mind. Ted Brower Show.
Ted Brower? Is that B-R-O?
E-R. B-R-O-E-R.
Okay.
Yep. And these are all Christian conservative shows I listen to.
Yeah.
But they are political. And that is a very good show, Monday through Friday. It downloads to my phone in the morning here, Pacific time. And he's out of Florida. And he also has healthmasters.com. Very good health products. Very expensive. I don't buy them because I can't afford them. But they are the best in the world, he sells. But anyway, and then Mike Adams, The Health Ranger. That's another podcast. These are all – you have an iPhone or a Droid?
It's a Droid.
Okay, I have an iPhone, so it's you know how to put podcasts on your phone. Tried a Droid one time. I did not like it. I like my iPhone. Not that I support Apple at all because they got slave camps, right? It makes the phones. But anyway, I just like the phone. So, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, he has a podcast. It's kind of hit and miss, and he's funny. He'll crack you up. I like to turn him on first thing. And cheer me up, and this time he's really serious, but, you need to listen to yesterday's show. Every day's awesome. It's like every day is the best show to listen to. And then also you might have heard of Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Jones has a podcast. And now, he rants and raves and cusses. And whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. He's still a Christian. Not all Christians are the same.
Right.
I mean, I've lived a sex, drugs, and rock and roll life myself, but, but I'm a Christian. I don't hurt nobody. I don't do bad things. Yeah. I just like to have a good time. But, I did quit drinking liquor on New Year's Eve. Only been drinking for 50 years. You think I'd be used to it, but no, it was the vodka was tearing me up. Now I just drink a little beer and a little wine. Anyway, that's a little side note. Anyway. Alex Jones Show, and then True News. True News is a podcast. It's very good. He gets kind of preachy. And Ted Brower gets preachy, too. He'll explain to you all about occult stuff, about the Kabbalah.
Yeah, that's what – I watch a couple of YouTube guys, and when I first started kind of realizing there's this one called A Call for an Uprising, or what is it called? Yeah, Call for an Uprising. And the guy, he's hilarious. He points out, like, in media, like modern, like music videos and things like that, pop culture, he points out all the symbolism and stuff like that. And it's really cool. I like that one a lot. But it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The corporation, it's fascism. When the government and the corporations join together, which is what they're doing, like they're saying, we can't make you take a vaccine because we're the government and that'd be violating your rights. But the corporations can say, you can't fly on our airplane, or you can't come in Walmart, or you can't shop at the grocery store unless you get a kill shot. It's either going to shoot, they're giving me a shot in the arm or shot in the head.
Right. Well, see, You know what's weird is they're already conditioning us to think that it's normal for someone to point something at your forehead. Because when my kid walks into school, when they point that thermometer right at your forehead, and it's
absolutely
like, it's so weird. And the first time they did it, I said, oh, and that's conditioning. They want us to get used to seeing somebody have something like a gun or something pointed at your forehead. It's so weird.
That's right.
It's super strange.
You understand. People don't understand. I work at a pizza place. I deliver pizza at night, you know, for I'm retired, but from the carpet season, but I have a little pizza. I love my job. It's real fun. I make good money and tips and get free food and everything else. But everybody in there wears a mask. And my boss is real cool. He's a black guy. He's like 6 months younger than me. And we have a great time. We're good friends. We laugh it up. And it's just a great job. I make like $30 an hour with my tips on good days. So at least I make $24 an hour on bad tip days because it's $14 an hour minimum wage here. But anyway, so I'm real happy working there. But they all got their masks on. And then if you want to see something really interesting, just type into your search engine, images of slaves wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've already seen about that. Yeah.
You've seen it already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen the whole. I know exactly what you're talking about. And another super weird thing, and this is so weird, it just blows my mind. Okay, like a year and a half ago, before this thing even started, I was looking at my friend, one of her kids had Snapchat going on, and you know those filters that they show. Well, all of the things had a mask. I was looking at all of them, and it looked like the video game Mortal Kombat, where some of them are wearing the masks. You know, it appears to be one that goes, you know, over the ears, just around the nose and mouth, and all of the filters all had those masks on. And I was like, "What is?" I asked one of the girls. I said, "What is that? Why are they all wearing that thing?" She said, "I don't know. It's a mask." And then they were already conditioning people, you know, 2 years ago on Snapchat with those filters.
They had planned out years in advance. Let me just interrupt you here one sec, Amy. I'm doing my computer here as we're talking, and guess what? It still ain't working. It's not doing anything.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's not. But now I was trying to order two bottles.
That's the problem. I just got the word. I was going to tell you. It's one product per customer.
Okay. There we go.
So give that a shot there.
But you can, I can multitask. So you can keep right on talking. I'm still listening while I do this.
It's crazy. And you dare not even tell anybody about this stuff because they'll think you're a lunatic. You know,
believe me, I've been a black sheep my whole life because I've been ever since I was 15 years old and took that LSD, and it was called Orange Sunshine. And they even have a show on Netflix called The Sunshine Makers. You might type it in the Netflix and you can bring it back up a couple of years ago. And it explained these were the guys that made this LSD. It cost $2. And man, you can time travel on LSD. That's how these prophets were able to see into the future, like the John the Revelator that wrote Revelation about the mark of the beast that we're in now. Well, he ate of the little, or Daniel ate of the little book, Ezekiel ate of the roll. These people were taking psychedelics.
The
magic mushrooms. That's how the Native Americans figured out what herbs to take to heal with the healing herbs, because they communicated with the plants. Spirits when they took the peyote and the magic mushrooms. It's real simple, but do you know what Bill Gates is wants to give that mRNA vaccine? You know what his vaccine patent number is?
Yeah, it's 060606, isn't it? And funny thing, have you ever seen the TED Talk where Bill Gates is talking about the carbon footprint? And basically, the only way to get rid of it is to, he doesn't
to
say
people.
It, but get rid of people. Yeah, and he just kind
That's
of chuckles.
Right,
but they are dead serious.
I've been ranting about that recently. I've been on a carbon footprint rant with everybody saying, you know, have you ever heard that crap about we need to lower our carbon footprint? Man, people, I heard about that. See, they believe it because, well, the guy on TV, he looks nice, has a nice suit and tie on. And so
who Bill Gates' dad was? Bill Gates' dad is who founded Planned Parenthood.
Right, the abortuary. Absolutely.
They are literally sacrificing their children to Baal through abortion. What it all comes back to Baal worship, otherwise
to
known
Baal
as
worship.
Satanism.
Moloch
right.
and all that. Yeah,
Moloch,
get kids on the fire pit and burn
them
alive.
That's
and
it.
Been doing
that's
that.
What abortion, that's what it is.
It's the same thing.
But,
and then his mother, she ran the IBM stuff that put the Jews in the gas chambers.
I know. Did see these
and
are people.
And now IBM is running this all this bullshit of this.
I know. And you know, it's crazy. It's insane.
These podcasts,
yeah.
You're gonna love them. And let me tell you a couple more while I'm thinking. Let me tell you a couple more here. Let me go to reflect my memory here. Let me go to my podcast screen here because you're going to love these podcasts, Amy. These podcasts are the cat's meow. I mean, you're going to learn so much.
Yeah.
Now, okay, True News and Hagmann Report, Hagmann. He's real good. Now, he's Doug Hagmann. He kind of gets – just listen to it. You'll like it. And then the David Knight Show. The David Knight Show. That's with a K,
okay.
like the knight on the chessboard. And he is really good. He's like my favorite, actually, because he just really – I mean, he's not no trumpeteer. Everybody's saying, oh, Trump's a big savior. No, he points out the bad stuff about Trump.
Right.
And then the SGT Report. That guy, he's real – he's a new one I've been listening to. And let me tell you two more. Now, you're writing these down, right?
I'm typing them in. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the David J. Harris Jr. Show. He's a new one. I got at the Rite Aid turned me on to him. David J. Harris Jr. Show. He's a quick little good podcast. He's a black guy. Mm-hmm. And then the Paul McGuire Report. Paul McGuire is he's a Christian guy, and he used to be in the Black Panthers. He's like 72 years old now. I drove clear to L.A. about 100 miles to visit him at one of his church things. I want to talk about LSD because he used to take LSD. He used to hang out with Timothy Leary. You know Timothy Leary, the LSD
Tim Leary,
guru.
And
you know the group, the Moody Blues.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, well, they got that song "Timothy Leary's Dead." No, he's outside looking in. He'll take you around the bay. All their music's about being high on LSD. It's like floating, and you can go visit the planets. And are you sitting comfortably? And Merlin cast his spell. It's so beautiful.
It's funny. It's another thing because I'm a recovering drug addict. And
really?
I was on speed, otherwise
so
known
was
as
I.
meth. For a couple of years, and me too. And so when this stuff happened, it was, of course, I was under the influence. But I've known, I've known God my whole life, or I thought I did until I went through some stuff and I really got to know him. But anyways, it's easy for people to say it was just the drugs. But, something that the devil intends to use to destroy you, God oftentimes uses as the one thing that he can elevate you with. So, he ministered to me through the drug, firmly believe. The Holy Spirit gave me some knowledge while I was under the influence
down,
of what...
Down in the pit so you can bounce back up. Yeah, yeah.
And he came down to the pit with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I just got Holy Spirit chill bumps. Isn't that something? Well, Lord, have mercy. Is it working for you yet? Because we're going to be in trouble if it's not.
No, it's okay. It kept trying to, because I want to do the monthly reoccurring shipping so I can save 20%.
The only thing with this is what you'll have to do is, see, you can't attach it to the subscription. It would just have to be a one-time purchase.
Oh, okay then. Okay, that's why it was. Okay, that's fine.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
You can always, you know, call back and subscribe or whatever, but this particular one.
Yeah, because that's okay. That's what it's doing. Okay, let me try it one more time now. But we're not wasting our time. We're doing good here.
Oh no, absolutely.
But let me explain something else to you that you may know, you may not. That's why, you know, Bill, you know, my birthday's 6/18/55, right? June 18th, 1955. And when you write it down, you write down 06/18/1955. Just, you know, if you're putting your birthday in a computer thinger. So you don't say 06, you just say 6/18/55. The zero don't count. So Bill Gates' vaccine patent number 2020, 06/06, you just say 2020/666.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly.
And that's why they want you to stay 6 feet apart. So when there's three people in line, you got 666 again. Then they want the children at school, at grammar school, to be in a 6-foot circle by themselves outside with a face diaper, a communist dog muzzle over their face to show their
It's witchcraft.
Slaves.
It's witchcraft. It is psychological warfare, otherwise known as witchcraft.
That's
all
right.
of those little details are that the six, you know, it's ritualistic symbolism. It accomplishes something because it's real. That shit crap is real. It
That's right.
You know what I'm doing? I've got this almost 7-year-old little boy. It'll be 7 next week. I have told my kid, he knows about all this crap because I don't want it to be taboo. I don't want it to be scary. It's any scarier than it already is. I want him to know the spell has already been broken because I broke it because I told him. You know what I mean? We're not doing this anymore. He knows that this is all a farce. I don't know. Maybe he's a little too young, but immediately we just always have that type of relationship. He knows UFOs are demons. He knows, you know what I mean? Things like this, because we've talked about it before. I want him to know these kids these days, these are kingdom children anyways. These kids are different. They're here. They're for such a time as this. They're appointed. So I feel like, you know, they're a little bit more, I don't know. My kid is he's old. You know what I mean? He's an old 7-year-old. And
he's smart.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not like I'm totally freaking him out. Like he knows up. But
my daughter was she's 38, and I raised her myself because she was a product of a methamphetamine fueled relationship. Sex.
Yeah.
I used to get pure meth from the Mexican mafia, pure uncut back in 1980. And it was powerful stuff. I could have sex. Me and my girlfriend, whoever it was at the time, could do it for 18 hours.
Yeah, that stuff is ridiculous. It's
you know, six orgasms in about every 3 hours have an orgasm. I never shot it up. I just snorted it. And you just snort another line and maybe take a few hits off a joint, drink a beer, and get right back with it. By the sixth orgasm, you just like, that was it. You had to go to sleep.
but
my daughter, when she's 2 years old, I had adult conversations. She's very super smart. I had very deep, deep conversations with her when she's 2 or 3 years old. She's like an adult, so I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Okay, now this thing's working. Let me type in my email. I think we're good here. I went to the 3995.
Cool.
Let's see if this will work. Rocket Boy 33 at Yahoo. I think it's going to work. The screen did something different. It's a different screen now. I think it's going to work.
Cool.
At Yahoo.com. Okay, let's see. Okay. Gift or discount code. Okay, here we go. Lucky. Because the girl I talked to originally when I called up earlier, she said I can get as many as I want.
Well, yeah, you would think,
and I thought I could get the monthly reoccurring, and that, of course, that you're not going to, because that way you'd have to be getting the discount every month, which you're not going to do. So here we go. Apply.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right. It worked.
Super.
So total is $20.
Awesome. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Have you ever tried it before?
Tried what, the CBD?
This particular. Okay, yeah. The people I talk, I haven't tried it either, but everyone I talk to, they say it's awesome. So it should be a really good product.
Here's the deal I did. Joy Organics. You ever heard of Joy Organics that sells the CBD oil?
No.
Well, they had a BOGO sale, buy one, get one free sale. So I did them, and I got two bottles of the, it was 1 ounce, and it was like the 900 milligrams per bottle, where yours is 2 ounces, and it's 500, but it's cheaper. But I got two bottles of that stuff for like $76, because it was buy one, get one free. And that stuff, when I'm out delivering pizza, I get stressed out, right, because of dealing with customers and traffic. And I take that stuff in my car and take me a couple of shots of that, and I really felt it. Felt great. And, of course, that was a buy one, get one free sale. They don't have very often. And then I ordered some the same situation from this Organica Naturals, and the bottles was 2,500 milligrams.
Good Lord.
2,500. And it didn't do anything. Nothing. I felt no. But I got all my money back. I got all my money back. And I called up Joy Organics, and they said that's because theirs is full spectrum or something. Joy Organics.
Ours is too. Ours is broad. It's full spectrum.
Okay. Yep. Well, I asked the girl earlier, and she didn't know that. Obviously you're more knowledgeable, but that's fine. If I like your stuff, I'll pay your regular price. I mean, I hope for sales will come my way. But
No, ours is broad spectrum also, so it's going to be the top notch level of CBD products.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Well, let me,
so cool.
Let me tell you one more, couple real quick things. You got another minute you can talk?
Sure.
You've heard of Governor Nuisance that we have here, the communist jerk governor we have in California, Governor Nuisance?
Yeah.
We call him Governor Nuisance or Gruesome or whatever. He stole $1 billion of our taxpayer money. We got a million and a half signatures to kick him out. But he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, so he probably ain't going nowhere.
Oh, good Lord.
We had enough signatures to kick him out and do a recall. And then I heard that Nancy Pelosi shredded all the signatures. These Democrats, these communists, they're communists. They're still burning and looting up in Portland, and it's a peaceful demonstration. And you know how many? They got 300 people they're going to arrest, or they got a bunch of them arrested already. It said there was an insurrection at the White House on January 6th. Bullshit. The cops opened up the doors and invited
them. Well,
they
had to have. There's no way that you're going to infiltrate the White House unless you're allowed to.
Yeah, and now they're...
They were not only allowed to...
Up.
Right.
Yeah, they're locked up in jail, and they're... Well, you can't get out till you go to see the judge, and you can't see the judge because of coronavirus. The court shut down. Here's what I tell people. If I can tell you one thing and you'll listen to me, I can tell you 1,000 things. But if I could just tell you one thing, I tell these sheeple, these brainwashed sheeple, turn off the effing TV.
You have got to. It is
imperative. CNN. It's the Communist News Network. The Chinese are running the country.
It's a broadcast. They are casting a spell. Yep. Like, seriously.
I never thought of that one.
Yes, you are under a spell. It's freaking witchcraft. The TV has got to get turned off. When I was on drugs and we couldn't pay our bills, the cable got turned off. One of the biggest blessings that ever happened to me in my life. Do you understand? Because that is when I started to get hip to this stuff.
It's television programming.
It's programming. That is exact. Yes, exactly.
And see, Satan goes through the airwaves.
He's the prince of the air. Exactly.
That's right.
This is God giving us confirmation that we have heard. We know what's up. And I'm telling you.
And when two or more gather together, we're having church right now.
This is church. We are at church. This is real church. That's
it. That's so awesome. I wish you were here in Bakersfield. and we could get together and bullshit and have some beers and talk.
Heck yeah. Well, tell you what, let me get your email. I'm going to add you to my contacts here. So
okay, cool.
If I can figure out how to.
Where are you located?
Alabama. Oh, yeah. What's your email? I've got it right here, actually.
Yeah,
Rory33.
I used to have a Rocket 3 motorcycle. It was a Triumph motorcycle. I'm a motorcycle nut. I got two Harleys and an Italian bike, too. But I had a Rocket Boy, or a Rocket 3, so I wanted to be Rocket Man 3, but Rocket Man was already taken. And then the 3, so I changed to Rocket Boy, then the 3 got hacked, so now I'm 33, which is fine, because Jesus died on the cross at 33. And
it's the highest third, the Freemason.
They have to go to this house of the temple in Washington, D.C. and drink wine out of a human skull to attain the 33rd degree.
Also, that was the apartment number and my age when I went through my awakening process. Is that not weird? 33 Turner Place, and I was 33 years old. Isn't that sick? That's crazy, isn't it?
You're 33 years old, and that was your apartment, too?
Apartment number. Yep. I moved in there when I was 31, and all the crazy went down when I was 33, and we lived in apartment number 33. It was so – isn't that just so weird? And well, I moved out to my
– So you were doing just a couple of years ago then, huh?
Just a couple of years ago. Yes, sir. I have got 11 months sober.
Okay. How were you shooting it up or snorting it?
No, I was smoking it and snorting. I wasn't even shooting it. That's a whole thing right there, Ken.
I've never shot and I've never done heroin, and I've never done crack cocaine. I've done both.
All of them. Yeah.
I would not do it because I already know the only thing I can't resist is temptation. And when I like drugs a lot. I took so many drugs, I can fill a bathtub of the drugs I've taken. Cocaine. I've had the best cocaine in the world. I've had the best LSD. I've taken the wonderful magic mushrooms. I've done Quaaludes. And the meth is just, the sex on the meth is just like wow.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's another thing is God showed me. Well, honestly, I'll tell you. I had to turn from my sinful, you talking about the sex stuff, that was a problem too. We had to turn from our wicked ways. We've reaped so much blessings since, and we was in such a terrible place before, and the God had to show me. He's like, look, this isn't for you. Maybe other people, but this is not your path. And if you keep doing it, you're going to end up dead, and it's over with. So we had to turn it around.
Yeah, well, see, I always drew the limit, say, well, okay, that's enough. I'm not doing no more now. I'm quitting. I'm not doing, I've had my fill for the day. And then I kept under control. I was lucky enough, and I was just snorting it. See, we used to snort it. And came around here in 79, and, you know, if my friends come over, we'd bullshit. We had the music going, bring motorcycles in the house and work on them. And we were just harmless, you know. Let's do a line, put it in our coffee. You know, I was 20, 25 years old. I was having a great time. But then the junkies started coming around. They were shooting it up.
Uh-huh.
And people ended up killing each other over that stuff. And I got out of it. I was actually dealing this stuff for a couple of years. And then the good stuff went away. And there's nothing but crap. I said, okay, I'm not doing that anymore then. But
I guarantee you they're going to start putting stuff in the drugs. There's a movie called what was that movie called? Dadgummit. Pop. Oh, crap. I can't remember the name of it. But there was this scenario where they started putting something in the meth and in the heroin and everything where everybody started turning into, like, zombies. And, movies, as you know now, movies are just giving you a pre-vision of what they're planning on doing, you know.
That's
so
right. All the movies.
Every time you see something
meth
in a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you watch Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, and you used to think, well, that's crazy. That could never happen. But that's what's happening now. They got these robots that are coming to kill us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, honey, they're going to ask me if I need help or something here in a minute. But I'll email you and keep in touch. So it was really cool talking to you.
Yeah, do that.
All right?
Amy, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay, well, keep in touch. Email me from time to time, and we'll talk again.
For sure, we'll
check
do.
Check out the podcast. You're going to love those podcasts. Check them out. But Mike Adams is the best one to start with. It's because he's funny a lot of times. And he's powerful. He's got powerful information. All right. You take care. God bless. And
all right, you too. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.